USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Natural Resources Defense Council, or NRDC, a major U.S. green group, has influenced the Biden administration in policymaking. It has now been exposed to have deep ties to the communist Chinese government. The NRDC, a nonprofit organization based in New York City, has worked extensively with China since the mid-1990s. A 17-year-old is under arrest in the United Kingdom for this month's massive data breach at Rockstar Games. Roughly 90 videos of the unreleased Grand Theft Auto 6 is one of the biggest leaks in video game history. Hurricane Ian is projected to hit the west coast of Florida by midweek. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday.
On the National Hurricane Center to go enter Florida about Taylor County. And it's important to know what that means. That really is an estimate of a variety of different models. There are some models that want to tug this thing more deep into the Florida panhandle. There are also some that want to bring it for landfall in the Tampa Bay region.
In Western Asia, Lebanon's banks will reopen Monday, following 5 days of closures, following a wave of holdups in the country by depositors seeking access to their frozen savings. The holdups reflect savers' desperation 3 years after Lebanon's financial system collapsed due to decades of state corruption, waste, and unsustainable financial policies. A coalition of three right-wing parties is on course for majorities in both houses of the Italian parliament. Initial results from Sunday's general election show. This will be Italy's most conservative government since World War II, and the first time a woman will be in charge in Italy. Thanks for listening on this Monday morning as we get things rolling. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
If Russia successfully takes 15% of Ukraine, it would spell the end of diplomatic negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. President Zelensky on CBS News Sunday night.
Those people who don't come to referendum, you know, Russians can turn off their electricity and won't give them an opportunity to live a normal human life. They force people. They throw them in prisons. They force them to come to these pseudo-referenda.
NASA's DART spacecraft and observed by an Italian space agency spacecraft will impact an asteroid head-on at 14,000 miles an hour Monday evening Eastern Time. It's a test to see if we can change orbits of threats to the world. President Trump continues to be forced into legal battles.
Former President Trump faces a number of investigations, including a sweeping fraud lawsuit in New York State against Trump, his company, and his kids, alleging they routinely overvalued their assets. Attorney General Letitia James is citing more than 200 false and misleading valuations. A prediction from ABC News chief legal affairs analyst Dan Abrams.
I would expect that that case is going to settle for much less than what she's asking for.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Former Attorney General of the United States Bill Barr has seen the lawsuit and called the New York Attorney General's lawsuit a political attack against President Trump. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.